the Chara supply chain, highlighting and showcasing solutions for the most complex challenges facing the industry in 21st century by our team of subject matter experts and mentors. Broadcasting every week all year round, we will present the most up-to-date series of podcasts and webinars.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Bicara Supply Chain. This is Nur Hadi House, and with me now, Dr. Tom. He is a consultant, book author, and CEO at Apollo Solutions. He wrote several books in the supply chain, procurement, process improvement, and of course, leadership. So thanks for joining us, Dr. Tom, and welcome to Bicara Supply Chain.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in today's episode, we are going to talk about storytelling and how it can drive a strategic change in the supply chain industry. But before we get started, can you please brief a bit about yourself and your professional background?
Well, I've had a lot of experience in the supply chain and procurement. I've held practically every position. I've had many consulting engagements in the supply chain and procurement, and walk companies through transformations, re-engineering. I'm a Lean Six Sigma black belt, so I know how to improve processes, and I've taken companies through transformation, at least 10 or 15 of them. And the thing that struck me is that you can have a lot of tools to do these transformations and help a company get through, but you have to have an outstanding leader to make sure that the transformation works. I've had experiences in government organizations, corporate American organizations, nonprofit organizations, and other organizations that like the military. So I've had a lot of experience in different organizations and different supply chains and procurement processes. So I've been blessed to have a lot of successes, but I've had very good people working for me. You know, it's always a team effort, and I've had good consultants and good folks working and doing good jobs. It's not just me that drove the successes. It was the good people working for me also.
Mm-hmm. All right, so talking about the storytelling, Dr. Tom, what is the storytelling and why is it essential for the business leaders?
Well, storytelling, let me give you a little history on storytelling and why I think it works very well is before writing was invented, every tribe had a storyteller or a sage who would sort of be the keeper of the stories and the knowledge, okay, about the tribe or whatever was necessary. Yeah. So storytelling was one of the very first ways that you stored knowledge and taught people. And the reason I find it very wonderful in strategic change is when you read about theories and leadership theories or supply theories, many of them, you know, people can know the theories, but I think storytelling makes it much more practical.
Yeah.
And helps drive the change. And people remember stories. They don't remember graphs, spreadsheets, or things like that, but they are much more receptive to stories and listening to the story, and they can more easily relate to it. Storytelling is practical. It is also empathetic. It displays emotional intelligence. And storytelling is usually done live with a group of people, right? And you take them through the story. You test their reactions, you get their input, and then it's easier for them to understand what you did and what you're trying to do. Again, it's very best to be delivered in person. And to get people to understand your lessons. Mm-hmm. I find that in the supply chain, we have a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. In many times in the supply chain, it's a crisis story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone runs out of something, something goes wrong, you don't get a part. And storytelling teaches to everyone, well, what did you do? Mm-hmm. How did you solve the crisis? Mm-hmm. What was your thought processes? And I think storytelling, again, if you ask most people, I think especially in something as dynamic as a supply chain, people remember stories much more than facts and theories and things like that. That's my take on storytelling.
Yeah. And how to use the storytelling as a leadership tool?
I think what I normally do in a storytelling, we'll get this on, it a leadership tool, it shows the people who are following you that you are very true to your word. One thing about storytelling, and I'll be honest with you, if people don't trust you, you have to build their trust. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
And every person is different. To lay the groundwork for storytelling, you have to be trusted by your followers and people, or they won't listen to your stories. Okay. So laying the first ground for storytelling is your followers and your coworkers, they must trust you. And what I found, in order to get them to trust you, you've got to be honest and have integrity, or they're not going to trust you. If you try to use storytelling in a group of people who don't trust you, like most other management tools that you try, if they don't trust you, it's not going to work. So that's one thing I would emphasize about storytelling, is that you have to build the trust of your people. Now in storytelling, and we'll talk about that, and it's essential, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit here. It's essential for business leaders, but storytelling also is sort of a good way to answer questions and share experiences. The one thing I found out when I'm doing and talking about storytelling, it's a very good way to admit your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And to be honest and open about them. If you have a very big ego, you don't want to admit your mistakes. But if you admit your mistakes and people know that you admit them and you're honest, they're going to trust you more. And then they're going to be more, they're going to share their stories with you mm-hmm. also of their successes. So that's the one thing about storytelling. And I think it's essential, because if you can't get people to listen to your stories and be captivated by what you're trying to do, you're going to have a very difficult time getting them to change or transform. Okay. They have to believe you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this is another interesting question. How can the art of storytelling guide companies through transformative changes, most recently in the supply chain industry?
Well, here's one thing that I find what storytelling can do. Mm-hmm. We're in a very dynamic and changing field, aren't we? Supply chain is very dynamic, changing, but requires a lot of relationship building.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
A lot of relationship. Many people, all walks of life, suppliers, customers, your teammates. Storytelling is one way to bring them all on board and say, listen, this is what we tried to do. This is what happened. It didn't quite go the way we wanted it to, but this is what we learned. And now we're willing to change. So I think it's very essential for business leaders, and especially in transformation. Transformation is a very big deal. And a good leader has to really be dedicated and just not give up And storytelling brings people on board, more people on board, gives them a chance to express questions about what's going on. And you can align it with the company's new vision and mission very easily. Mm-hmm. I do admit, and I think you will admit, that some people are better at storytelling than others.
Yep.
Okay. But the thing about it is you have to at least be open enough to tell people, this is our story. Because mm-hmm. every time you talk to a supplier, or you talk to a colleague, or you talk to someone else, aren't you telling them a story about what you want, what you need? And you want to find out what they want. Right? What do they need? Mm-hmm. What's in it for them? Storytelling is a very good way to do that. And it opens up the doors to what their needs are. Okay. So I think it's extremely essential for mm-hmm. business leaders to get along with customers and everyone in the supply chain. And telling stories is a very good method to help them understand what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So this will be our last question today, Dr. Tom. How to build a leader's capacity for storytelling?
Well, this is one thing that most people, I didn't think of this 2 years ago. I don't know if you're familiar with a storyboard. A storyboard is something that they use sometimes to make a movie or a script.
Yeah.
And it's a highly graphic explanation. It's like having 12 PowerPoints that tell the story by picture or graphic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Okay. But that is one method that I did. Okay. I'm going to tell this story, but how can I, you know, show it so that if a person looks at this PowerPoint, they almost understand what happened. And I used to do that for, like, when I did a Lean Six Sigma project, you know, and there's stages, and I would make a storyboard. Okay, this is a defined stage, and here's a picture, and here's what happened. And that helped me tell the story mm-hmm. and enhance it and get it better. Now, most people, when they tell a story the first time, all right, if they see confusion, the next time they tell the story, they can make it better and mm-hmm. improve on that. Mm-hmm. Again, you can also have a rough outline of your story to help you. Very few people can, off the top of their head, tell a brilliant story. Okay. I would advise you to have a script. And of course, in my leadership book, I also listed a lot of good leadership principles.
Yeah.
You have to practice those principles or people aren't going to trust you. Mm-hmm. The best thing, when you get to the point where people can trust you to share their stories, you know you're hitting home. But again, what I have used is I call it a storyboard. And if you've probably never written a movie script yourself, but basically what they do for a movie is they sort of graphic it out first. Okay. And people can look at it and get a very good idea of the story. Now, the thing about stories is you shouldn't exaggerate. You shouldn't lie.
Yeah.
And at all times, try to be humble and give credit to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I found people are much more receptive to stories when you do it that way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it take practice? Yes. But again, it is the, I know there's a lot of studies on how people learn well and how quick they learn. I'm convinced, and I've taught classes for many years, I'm convinced that storytelling is one of the very best ways for a person to learn. Okay. I mean, what would you rather do? Listen to a story that has a lesson or anything, or read some very thick textbook, you know, 30 pages about this theory. Okay. Again, textbooks have their places, But, you know, storytelling can really get people on board and willing to transform almost better than anything.
All right. So I actually still have a number of questions, but we are running out of time, Dr. Tom. Okay. So thanks for today's discussion, Dr. Tom. It's awesome. And I look forward to speaking with you at another time. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
At Bichara Supply Chain, we are committed to driving global perspective to embrace technological adaptation in improving process efficiencies. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share Bichara Supply Chain. And stay tuned for the latest updates. To learn more, visit our website www.bicharasupplychain.com and www.wecare.ca. Thank you for listening to us. We look forward to seeing you at our next episode.